The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
1, 2, 3, 10.
Hey now!
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh, Off Book, improvised musical podcast.
Brought to you by Netflix.
What's up, everybody? This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We got the Netflix sound. And the reason we have the Netflix sound is because we are joined by our good friends. They're back again. Soon to be opening for Tenacious D on New Year's Eve in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Ethan Cover and Eric Jackowitz, please welcome the Wolves of Glendale.
I just had to bust that out because I've been thinking about it ever since you told me, and it's like so incredibly
awesome.
I'm so thrilled for you guys. People are going to lose their minds. I'm so excited for those people to hear you. They came for the D. They don't even know. They're getting the W-O-G.
W-O-G. Thanks, dude. We're geeking.
Come for the D, stay for the W-O-G.
And then subscribe to the N. Netflix.
Right.
Yeah. And that's really what we wanted to talk about today. You know, there's so many great titles on Netflix.
Yeah, right. There's so many great titles on Netflix.
And if it wasn't so incredibly cool. Obvious at the very beginning from all the Hanukkah things we've said, this is the Hanukkah episode.
Right.
Right. It's true. That's right. Why we're here.
Hanukkah. To you.
Right. Happy Hanukkah to
Happy
you,
Hanukkah
too.
To Happy,
you
Hanukkah,
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Are we recording it early? Yes, of course we are. That's the Hanukkah tradition.
You come on.
It's called the Hanukkah Bank.
Tom and Jessica, what is your experience?
Glad you asked, Zach. I'm glad you asked.
Just randomly.
McGovern and McKenna.
Yeah. I would say just sort of light inclusion in my elementary school.
Wow.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. That's awesome. Also, yeah, awesome. Just peppered inclusion in like 5th to 8th grade.
There was one Jewish kid in my second grade.
Careful.
Careful now.
Yes, of course. Damn always.
It. Always.
And my teacher that year was Jewish
Thank
as
God.
Well. And it was like, I remember her being like, gave everyone in the class like a goodie bag with like a Santa on it for like sending us off to winter break, and was like, Rachel, I see you, girl, and gave her like a penguin or snowflake one, or maybe like a dreidel one.
Yeah.
And I was
All
like,
right.
oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
That's awesome.
It's nice. But I went to, that's my...
Yeah,
that's great. I started with you too because I love you very much, and
thanks,
I knew you have something great to say like that.
Right,
love you too.
I love you.
We
a lot.
Actually just learned that Tom only has been to one bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it was a bat mitzvah. Actually,
sorry.
I have never been to a bar mitzvah, and I had an absolute blast. I was confused as to why I didn't go to more. Honestly,
well, the reason was because there weren't more Jews coming of age.
Oh, that's absolutely
right.
True. I went to I had one Jewish friend growing up. Zoom's
careful.
Careful. And he didn't even have a bar mitzvah, so that's on me. That's my fault.
And that's on him. And they don't know. Did you guys, right. did Eric, Ethan, did you guys have a bar mitzvah?
Absolutely. Mine was at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah!
Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Okay.
My parents stupidly rented it out for my entire family.
Did you have a theme or was it bar mitzvah?
Rock and roll, bro.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
Hard rock.
Hard rock and roll.
Hard rock,
yeah.
Hard rock and hard roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also had a bar mitzvah. I was on the beach. The theme was karaoke, I guess. Not that I'm a huge karaoke guy, but everyone on the RSVP, you would write down the song that you wanted to sing at my bar mitzvah, and then you would come and
sick idea.
That's cool. That's fun.
That's great.
It was really fun.
That rocks. What did you sing at your bar mitzvah?
And did you get to go up multiple times?
Good question. Unfortunately, I did both of those
and
things.
And is there video, and why don't I already have it?
There is video, and there's a reason. You know? A really good reason. And I played Time of Your Life by Green Day on the guitar, just me and the guitar.
Oh, you play it live.
I did play it live.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it sounded like crap.
Yeah.
You had to perform live at your own bar mitzvah.
I did
had
too.
I chose to. No
I mean,
one
was forced.
The bar mitzvah itself, the bar or bat mitzvah itself is.
Well, I hid the Torah portion away because, as we were recently talking about, I did an Orthodox bar mitzvah.
What do you mean hid it away?
I hid it away. I didn't invite friends or family to the religious ceremony.
Oh.
So the whole reading in Hebrew thing. They were not privy to that performance, so they got Green Day.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Love it.
Arguably more accessible to a modern audience.
Right.
Green Day is
arguably, you could argue that strong.
Right, right, right.
Strong argument.
Yeah.
My bar mitzvah was at a restaurant. I shared it with another kid. Shout out Nate Klein.
All right.
Double bar mitzvah.
The God, awesome. Nate Klein.
That's two bars.
Got out. Bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
B'nai mitzvot.
That's right. It was a banana's vote.
I think that's where Babar came from. Is that correct?
Can we discuss the elephant in the room? The king of elephants.
Babar, king of the Jews.
The king of the Jew elephants, Babar.
That's incredible. Were you guys like good friends before that? And then you decided like, let's just do it together at Applebee's.
It was not like that. Yeah, our parents knew each other. There were not a lot of Jews in Santa Barbara. Like I probably went to about as many bar mitzvahs as you did, which was one, which was my own.
Yeah.
And Nick's.
I was also at Nate's.
Combo.
Oh, Nate, sorry.
Klein.
Right. Nate Klein.
The God.
The God.
The God.
Nate Klein, the God.
The Iceman.
Yeah. It's weird to make a third. I get it. It's historical context, but it is weird to be like 13 adult.
Yeah.
That's so young.
That's so young.
It's very young. Especially to be a grown
person. It's not young for an elephant. For an elephant, right. I get it. If you're an elephant and you're 13.
What's the lifespan of an
elephant?
Yeah,
what's elephant years?
What's an average age? Oh, yeah, what is elephant years?
Well,
Zach?
You know how they say they never forget.
They also never die.
They also never die. Because elephants, they live forever.
Some of us.
instead say they're chosen few.
Chosen few.
Hey, Nate? Nate Klein, sweetheart?
Yeah, yeah.
My dear one, my...
You can just, yeah, just Nate.
Nate Klein.
Nate Klein, the king, the Iceman.
The Iceman.
Nate Klein.
The god.
The god.
Sorry, we were just coming by your house. We'll leave now. Bye.
Oh, you can come in.
Yeah.
Nate, I was working on the preparations to help with your Hanukkah party, and I noticed someone on this invite list who I've never heard you speak of before.
Uh-huh.
Who's Zach Reno?
Oh,
Zach Reno?
Yeah, so, no, it's Zach. You had it right.
Are you sure?
You had it right the first time. Yeah.
There's an H in there.
Are you sure it's not Zach Reno?
Zach Reno. He introduced himself as Zach, but maybe, I don't, maybe if like where he's from, okay, they say Zach and he's trying to like Americanize his name. I'm not sure. But he is a friend of mine. I do know him. And
I just have never, you know, since you and I have been married, I've never heard you talk about him.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Like what, I guess, what did you share in your past that like you've been thinking about these recent days of ours?
So first of all, I love you so much. And I'm just so happy.
Smooches.
Smooches.
I'm trying to get.
So many smooches to you. And you know, it's the holiday season. And the fact that you can just be honest with me.
Yeah.
And talk to me about this stuff and not get angry is like.
Nate Klein, the dog, the Iceman, my sweetie.
The god.
The god. Yeah. I mean.
Thank you.
Like, you know, it's really important to me that we celebrate Hanukkah with a Hanukkah party. And
yeah, I always do. It's awesome. It's like my favorite time. And Zach. Or possibly Zach, but I'm pretty sure it's Zach. We actually split our bar mitzvah. I don't know if I ever told you about this.
No, you didn't. I didn't know who he was.
Oh, yeah. So we had... have you ever been to Discovery Zone?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Discovery Zone is like a really big place, and I didn't have like that many friends.
Oh,
and so,
neat.
Yeah, I
the
guess...
The god.
Honey.
The Iceman!
The king!
The king!
We haven't really talked since the Discovery Zone split bar mitzvah. And I just felt like, I don't know, maybe he could like kind of split our Hanukkah party now. And then like we can all hang out and like be friends and
of
have
course,
like
Nate.
Kind of a cool ceremonial time together.
I just.
Okay, executives coming in. I just want to talk about this.
Yep.
Like, I know we're trying to expand our holiday program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really great.
Sure.
There's a lot of Christmas content on there. I love that we're getting this
I mean, out. How many women do we need to see go back to their small town hometowns only to fall in love with their high school sweetheart?
Right. I just wanted to pause this one in particular to make sure that I, the Netflix executive, am on the same page as sort of what's happening.
Sure. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because
sure.
You pitched this as sort of a thrilling Hanukkah adventure through a jungle.
Well, I mean. Those two characters that whole time were elephants.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That was clear by the fact when we were looking at them and I saw that they were elephants.
Okay. And to be fair, before we go any further, this is a Nate Klein the God vehicle in a lot of ways. And
that's the other thing I'm sort of curious about. Because he is referenced as if he is sort of a known quantity.
Right.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know who this person is.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's actually, this is a deep cut of a graphic novel that came out in 1996. It's called Nate Klein the God, the Iceman, the King.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And it's about, like... It's about by day, you know, he's a systems operator for a small firm.
Right. And an elephant.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I'm sorry, in this world, everyone's elephants.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Maybe, okay, you know what? That's the only thing I needed.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
And right. Play.
I love it. I feel like the holidays are the perfect time to reach back out to friends and
old
family
friends.
And see if you can bring them back into your life.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if there's anybody else you want to ask about that school, but...
Sorry.
Sorry, I was just... peanuts.
It's just, you know, we have to be honest with each other since we're going to live forever.
Yeah, I know. And I should have told you about this, so I do feel, like, weird about just bringing up something like that and not even really telling you, just putting it on a list.
No, it's okay.
But honestly, he's a great guy, and you're going to really like Zach.
I know. When you're with someone forever, but forever is real. Like we're never ever gonna die, it kind of changes the deal. Like somebody could make a vow, but then they think there's death somehow, but there isn't death for you and I. You can never lie, 'cause I'll know forever.
Withheld some stuff.
Slippery slope.
Slippery slope, I agree, but I'm trying.
I know, I know, I know. And that's why this isn't a fight. This is more like a be careful. Like, think if you were driving, this is a yellow light, so you stay safe. Don't ever
the truth is that Zach and I are in love. We were in love back then. Then I tried to hide him away from myself and my feelings, but it didn't work out in the end. And then I found you, and we've been so happy together, and it's like Hanukkah all the time. I'd say it's somewhere in the middle.
Oh, crap. Not exactly. That's probably like not super, good enough for me in the
like
end.
A super love.
Then I like don't a, really want to settle for
just
that.
Just friends. It's like we've been through
be
a lot. I mean, I hear you, but.
Nate.
Maybe. Yep.
Goodbye.
God, the king, the Iceman, the liar.
Nate, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'll see you.
Don't ever.
And I won't see
lie.
You.
No, I don't.
To anyone
think so.
Else or to
yeah,
you again?
Don't. None of it above.
I'll try.
So is this the. He's the hero of the
yeah.
story?
Yes.
Well, I'm having a hard time rooting for him out the gate.
Well, it's a graphic novel.
Right.
Oh, so, and also, guys, I have a plate of shrimp right here if you guys need any shrimp. I have seltzers. I have a vast array of seltzers.
Hey, it's nothing that goes down smoother than a seltzer and shrimp.
Yeah, I got lemon lime. I got cherry limeade. Oh, it's all the lime variety.
Thanks.
But
I'll take a lemon lime, please.
Here you go.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
And
do you have any sauce with the shrimp or like?
Nope.
Okay.
Who needs sauce when you got seltzer to go with your shrimp?
I just like a little cocktail sauce, or marinara sauce, but it's okay.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. is the time for a seltzer and shrimp.
Seltzer and a shrimp break.
2 p.m. is time for a seltzer and a shrimp.
and I need a little drink. So I walk from the kitchen to the kitchen sink, and I rinse my shrimp and I put it on a plate, and whammo, I got myself a little date. I take my seltzer and I take it to the sink, and I dump out the seltzer. What do you think? I put the sink water into the can. I got seltzer and a sink water shrimp complaint.
Trash for everyone's tails.
Does anyone else want sink water out of my can?
Oh, yes, please.
I will finish what you don't finish.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Meeting is going great, by the way.
Great meeting.
Love this. Todd, I appreciate all of your notes and feedback. I think that, you know, we still want Nate Klein, the elephant god.
The god, the king.
Let's be real.
We really want this IP to take off, you know, and we really think there's some there.
Definitely.
It's just, you know, it was a graphic novel in the 90s. So it's like, he's kind of an anti-hero.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but we really think it could be our Marvel.
Here's what's so interesting about it to me. Normally, and let me be clear. I fully think that Nate Klein, the king, the Iceman, is going to be the Netflix. This is Marvel.
Yeah,
we believe that too.
And here's what I think is so interesting about it. Normally, an anti-hero is like, it's a Batman, right? He doesn't go by his own rules, but he's still a hero. His dark side is sort of like the way he gets things done.
Sure.
For Nate Klein, in this context, it sort of seems to be the way in which he's an anti-hero is he's led on his wife for a long time, and he was secretly in love with someone else who he hasn't seen for long enough because he's being invited to the Hanukkah party.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But they maybe haven't seen each other since the bar mitzvah.
And listen, we can get that exposition out more elegantly in the next cut, but you know.
I think it's fine. I actually have no notes for that part. What I'm hoping that I see this in the next scene, and I actually do see it on the sort of like preview
the leave behind
is that is the part that the leave behind that you leave here in the room for me
to review later.
We're still not even sure what to call it. We didn't even put a title on the page.
That's
not a preview. Is it an outline? Like, and I just give it to him.
I see the page in front of that where you've sort of like brainstormed a whole lot of things for what this document could be called. Yeah. And I can't stress enough that I don't care.
Will you settle something for us?
Sure.
Should we have also come in with like a trifold a la elementary school science fair?
No,
like a poster board.
We've made the show.
Okay.
We're watching a cut of the show.
You no longer
need to sell the show to me.
Okay. So what you're saying is then that's a no, because we were having a pretty heated debate about whether or not
you brought in a trifold.
Because the trifold, it achieves what a poster does, but it allows you to fold it in threes.
And it stands on a desk.
It does stand.
Yeah. So you can walk
in the hallway.
If you go close enough, it's kind of like you're completely engulfed in the world.
I'm getting the impression now that you would really like to show me this trifold.
I'm just saying.
We prepared it for you, so.
I'm just curious if you think it's good enough.
I haven't seen a trifold presentation in some time. Excited to see what's on it. It doesn't seem entirely relevant to the project going on here, but yeah, hit me with it.
As you can see, people like movies. That's why we printed out these bullet points that say these numbers that people have watched.
And just so we're clear, we've listed lots of movies here.
Yes.
The point being, seeming to be, that movies are a thing that people like.
Yes.
Number one, School of Rock. Number two, Forrest Gump. Number three, Ratatouille. Number four, Cars.
Pixar's Cars.
Pixar's Cars. As you can see, as you can see, as you can see. On the fold with one. People
attention to the third trifold. These are the snacks that go well with movies.
Number one, popcorn.
Number two, soda.
Number three, Skittles.
And as you can see here, movies have rating systems.
They sure do.
R, PG, PG-13, and G.
And it smells like popcorn.
Oh, and this smells like Skittles.
Right, yeah. You're getting
it. So it's like you're at the movies.
And everybody likes movies.
As you can see, as you can see, as you can see.
TV when you stream, you know, as you can stream, as you can stream, as you can stream.
And we do.
Do you want to just watch the big Hanukkah party scene or what?
Yeah. Does that come consecutively next, or do I need to be walked up to?
I think there's a little bit in between.
There's a pretty cool action fight sequence in the jungle, but we can skip it.
Let's skip it.
Oh, and also, guys, it is 3 o'clock. I have some coconut water and crab.
Coconut water and crab.
It's Netflix policy. I have to bring this out.
I gotta take this coconut water over to the sink.
I'll take my crab right behind it.
I actually brought a little garbage with me. I'll put the crab in.
Wait, something for the shell. Oh, these are soft shell.
Oh, yeah, soft shell. Yeah, only the finest.
This is great sink water. You know, if it wasn't.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin.
Thank you, Devin. Thank you.
I'll just be in the corner eating.
Thanks, yeah. Baby.
You don't have to say Devin. Goodbye when you go back to the corner, Devin.
Yeah. What?
You can just leave the plate and go. We're kind of busy.
Yeah.
Well, I do work directly under Ted Sarandos, so I am sort of taking minutes in my head.
Devin, my buddy, you're still talking, man. You're still talking.
Think about it. See you later.
Oh, Devin, this is the voices in your head, Devin. Someday they'll respect you, Devin.
One day, Devin, they'll see and know your worth, Devin.
You work so hard, Devin. You take minutes for them, even though that's not your job.
You're not supposed to bring snacks, Devin, and yet you do.
It's always a water-based dish and a seafood, a shellfish like they like.
It's what they always wanted. You really go the extra mile,
you
Devin.
You do. You locally source the fish and the seltzer, Devin.
What would you say to them, Devin, if you were brave enough, if you were another man, Devin, not the coward that you are?
You'd look them in the eye and say, what?
What would you say, Devin?
I'd say, hey, screw you guys. I am important. I work directly for Ted Sarandos. He's my boss. So listen to me. I know my job is to bring you shrimp and seltzer. I'm worth so much more because I'm Devin and I'm from La Crescenta and I love you guys.
Screw them, but also you love them. Screw them, but also you love them. Tell it to them, Devin. Screw you, but also you love them. Go right up to them and look them in the eye.
the lips and give them just a little smooch.
Little smooch.
Pucker up, Devin.
Just to make sure they know you love them too.
Screw them, but also you love them.
Screw you, them, but also you love them.
Oh, tell it to, tell it to them, Devin.
Screw them, but also you love them.
Now is the time, Devin. Now is the day. Devin, be bold.
Devin, be brave.
Say, Devin.
Devin, what's up?
No snacks this time, I see. Weird.
I love you guys.
Oh.
And?
And also, screw you guys!
Good! Yeah.
Good job, Devin!
Good. Also, give me a kiss!
Alright.
Okay. Okay.
That's bold.
Now, can I stay in the meeting?
Yes, you never
fucks.
Let. Yes!
Yeah!
Awesome.
Yeah. You know what? This is what I think this meeting has been missing.
Yeah, we needed that voice in here.
And Devin, kisses from Devin?
Really,
yeah.
Really woke me up.
Yeah.
Good.
Really woke me up.
I gotta be honest, guys. I was not sure about this whole graphic novel, show, movie thing. And now, ever since Devin came in here with this attitude, I'm like, I think this thing friggin' rules, actually. I think it could be Netflix's next Marvel.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be Netflix's Marvel. Someone said
the cinematic universe.
Yeah.
I'm sort of... What? I know you said you wanted to skip to the big Hanukkah party scene. And look, don't get me wrong. Can't wait to see it.
Oh, that's the money.
But you also said there was...
That's the money. That's the gimmel, if you will.
It's the gimmel. That's the you win. But I do feel like we're missing the hay half the pot.
Okay.
Interesting.
For me, I think the hay half the pot is the big action sequence you told me about right before.
The jungle fight.
It's pretty
intense. We've got the Shin put one in. You started with it when the guy lied to his wife.
Well, withheld information. And we've all been there. It's relatable.
Yeah.
You know. So
and then we took a break for a while, and that was none. That was nothing in regards to the movie.
Sure.
So really, to bring it home, I would like to see the hay half the pot. And what will that be? Perhaps it will be a daring action sequence. Will Devin stay in the room? Will these people make this movie? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Netflix's Nate Klein!
The God.
The King.
The Iceman!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left this high-powered Hollywood business meeting, they were watching an early cut of a legendary film. Nate Klein.
The God, the Iceman, the King. Will I change the spelling so that he doesn't get a Google alert when this episode comes out? Yes, I will. Don't worry, you. All you need to do is sit back, relax, and enjoy Act 2.
Nate. The pumas are gathering by the riverbank. There's no way we'll make it across.
Okay. I need you to set the perimeter. Jake, you're gonna light those trees on fire when I give you the signal.
You got it, dog.
What about me, Diggity?
I'm gonna need you to drop the net as the cougars approach.
Copy that.
Oh, I can't. What do you want me to do?
I want you to stay out of the way, Gerald.
No problem.
Get out the way.
I'm moving.
Last time we were in a fight, you attacked my leg.
Oh, it was my bad. I'm sorry, it won't happen again, Klein.
It better not happen again, because I want you 100 meters to the left.
Won't even know I'm there.
Oh, no, Nate. The pumas have laser swords.
What? The pumas? What? Wait. The pumas have what?
Laser swords.
Laser swords!
Oh my God! They got laser swords!
I've been preparing for this invasion for months! I did not think about this! Okay. The net's no good. Net's no good. That's not gonna do anything.
And they're wearing big black armor.
Armor?
One of them's got a cape.
Oh my God. Do we have anything like this? Do we have weaponry or
something? Of course we do, Nate!
Oh, okay.
We have you.
What?
You're just the one.
The God.
The King.
The Iceman.
Use the power you have within you. Actually, the power that connects all things. It's between you and me and me and you.
And me.
And you. The,
and me.
And us.
And all of us.
What are
you saying?
And me.
Even old man Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Even me.
Also, don't forget, Nate.
Good luck.
No matter what, this fight does. No matter what, no matter what, there are no stakes to this fight, 'cause we live forever.
wanted to skip that.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Right. A zero stakes fight.
Well, tonight.
They,
right, yeah.
They live forever, so it kind of takes the, you know, takes the spark.
Okay, that's a good clarification for me. I wasn't sure if they were immortal in the sense of, like, they don't age or immortal in the sense they cannot
can't be killed.
Die.
They can't
Do
be
they
killed.
Get hurt?
Well, they can have little ouchies, but they basically
so
heal
they don't
instantly.
Get big gashes or
no,
cuts
we did
or
show a quick scene in there where Nate did get hit in the leg. He goes, but then he's right back at
I'm
it.
I'm honestly
right,
not right, worried right. about that. I feel like for a viewing audience, we can just speed right over that little road bump. They'll right. hear everyone's immortal. Right. They can't die. Right. We say it a lot in
the
scene.
Sorry, I should correct you there. Just a small thing. The elephants are immortal. That is true. But then there are some... deaths. Sorry, there is.
Oh, I watched those pumas get decapitated.
Yeah. There are some animals that will get killed.
I am a little, and I'm gonna run this through SMP. I'm not super worried about it. I just want to flag it because laser swords are like very close to lightsabers. I just want to be sure that we're like legally in the clear.
Right.
I don't want any of you to compromise your artistic vision.
Thank
because
you.
Because I think it's working. I think it's working.
Yeah. And also, it's fun to watch the old one. Who is Old Man Mark?
Old Man Thompson.
Yeah. Old Man Thompson. It was fun to watch him fight, I will say, because he's old.
He's right. old. Right.
And it's always fun to see the old guy. Like,
yeah.
Good point, Devin. He's a good fighter.
Yeah. Just really glad to be a part of the team.
Fucking good input, Devin.
Good thank you.
Holy shit. The rock and rolling, buddy.
Absolutely.
Lucky to have
you. Sorry, isn't it 4 o'clock?
It's 4 o'clock. Does anyone want
Yeah, you're going to bring a water and then some sort of seafood, both of which start with the same letter?
Preferably a shellfish.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, not part of your job, you don't have to, but I do feel like it's 4 p.m.
I mean, we're used to it.
Or shall we say,
we've been working hard.
Well, right. So what's the liquid you got for us? Let's start there.
Well, the liquid is Sprite.
Sprite.
Okay.
I love Sprite.
Sprite's easy to dump down the sink.
And scallops. And
we'll have scallops.
My favorite 4 p.m. snack.
Right. Don't forget to throw it out.
4 p.m.
Over to the sink.
And
just gonna dump them all down.
Does anyone want some sink water in my Sprite can?
Drink the sink water on my plate.
Slurpee, slurpee, slurp.
Little hint of Sprite on my water.
Just a touch.
You're crushing it, D. You're crushing it.
Well, glad to be a part of the team.
All right, I can't wait anymore. This has been a wonderful movie. I'm certain that the Nate Klein, the man, the god, the Iceman,
the king,
is going to be Netflix's Marvel.
Yes.
Yeah. And I cannot wait to see this Hanukkah party, which hasn't been mentioned in the film for a very long time, but is the culmination we're all waiting for.
Yeah.
So is there anything I need to know going into this scene?
So you missed meeting, I guess, like 5 to 10 significant side characters.
I can't wait to see that parade of who, that rogues gallery.
And all of their...
Because you mentioned them in the
all of tripod. Their love stories are going to sort of dovetail into this Hanukkah party as well.
It's like a Love Actually
situation. It's a Love Actually
situation. We're ending on a love note.
Yeah, we're taking a little page out of Mr. Richard Curtis's book here. Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything, but is this going to get steamy, or is this like, is this very much?
It's mostly
like,
love, but there's a touch of lust.
Yeah, and I've been working
personally. I hope it gets horny.
Well, I've been working personally, Devin, you're going to love this, buddy, on a website for the movie that does get really steamy. But
that's
the movie itself.
Pause.
Is,
so you write like erotic fan fiction for the movie that you wrote.
I do.
Actually, if you peel off the scratch and sniff sticker, you see on the back of the trifold, it says, include
Nick Klein, the movie, the man, the myth, the god, the Iceman, .xxx, and that is a little concerning to me.
Oh, why? It's not on Netflix. You understand
that. It's completely separate.
It's completely separate.
It's a different thing entirely. Yeah.
It's not on Netflix. It's somewhere else.
Right.
And
that's on the website.
Good.
Yeah. It's great, I'd say.
Okay. Is it important for me to know what's on this website, or is it better if I don't?
No, it's probably, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
I mean, in your defense, you had to know to steal scratch and stiff sticker.
Only from this trifle.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be in sort of wide release.
No, I'm just going to be kind of telling people about it at parties.
Yeah. Consider me breathing out as if stress is leaving my body.
Perfect.
Let me tell you, I thought you were about to run a sort of tandem porn campaign with the launch of this movie.
I wouldn't worry about it. The point is, you asked if there was some steamy stuff coming in this scene, and there isn't.
The answer is no.
The answer is no, but if you are interested in that.
I can't wait to see this cavalcade of characters. Let's see it.
Great.
I don't know if I can tell him that I love him. I mean, he's the most famous DJ.
But Zach, you have so much history.
I don't know. Thanks for
Hey, thanks for traveling from the Serengeti with me all the way to the jungles so that I could be reunited with Nate.
It's my pleasure. It's a journey that we had.
We had a whole journey.
Wow.
Hey, do you think she's here? The mysterious elephant you saw from across the water that you tried to send messages in the bubbles to?
That would be, honestly, a dream. But if she was here, she would be making that classic sound she always makes. And I haven't heard it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh my gosh, that's it. Go for it, Seth.
The sound that melted my heart, it went like this. Ooh, a sound that made me feel such calm and also bliss. Ooh, that tone could put me right to sleep. Like an angel coming and whispering just to me.
Seen old man Thompson since I moved away from the jungle.
And look, he's rebuilt the droid he's been working on his entire life.
Oh my gosh, and he's that other elephant, and they don't speak the same language, and yet they've fallen in love.
Wow.
They're using the droid to communicate. Oh,
the droid is making that classic droid sound it always makes.
Welcome back. I'm so glad to see you. Where's my droid?
Beep, 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 beep. Ooh. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
I love you so much.
Beep.
Their dreams are coming true. So much love between an old man and a robotic Mando. To light a Hanukkah candle.
There's also a tiny child giving it his all on the drums.
He's new at the drums.
He's still learning.
Like the words I couldn't handle.
Calm yourself by lighting a Hanukkah candle.
Nate, oh, it's hey. Me, Zatch. We haven't seen each other in years, but I traveled back to the jungle from the Serengeti. And I'm pretty nervous, so actually, I'm not going to speak. I'm going to show you what I wrote on this trifold.
Okay. It's a pretty impressive trifold.
As
I
you
feel
can
like I'm engulfed in it.
As you can see here, yep. It says...
A list of things that people love.
Yeah, a list of about things people
about
love.
You.
About me. Number one...
Can't die.
Can't die. Immortal in parentheses. Number two.
Always tells the truth, asterisk, as far as I know. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
I got to talk to you about that one, but we can get back to it. I do sometimes kind of withhold information. Sure. It's kind of a gray area.
Yeah.
Number three, DJ.
Yeah, the best.
Crazy sick DJ.
Crazy sick DJ.
That one I got to probably agree with the most. I honestly feel like I could die, but I don't know. Maybe
not. And as you can see here, the snacks I'd like to have with Nate.
Yep. See that?
And as you can see here, number of times I've wished I could watch a movie with you. And as you can see here, if you scratch and sniff and peel it back, it'll say some things I'd like to do with.
We really appreciate it. Thank you, Sleepy Babies. We know we've been away a little bit in the holiday season, but we hope it's been good to you so far. We, of course, have our Christmas episode coming up. Y'all, tell people once more about the awesome stuff that y'all have coming up, because I'm sure we got Sleepy Babies in Vegas. They got to get out to see you. But what else you got going on?
We actually just released our first ever single. It's on anywhere that you stream music right now. It's called Olivia.
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 Yeah. Check that out.
We'll cracking more songs. Up.
Olivia.
A great song.
More tunes coming out soon.
Oh. Awesome.
And then New Year's Eve Vegas.
Oh, my
New Year's
God.
Eve Vegas Boys. With Tenacious D.
With Tenacious D.
Incredible.
With Tenacious D. No, it doesn't scan. Shoot. Yeah, it thought it
Tenacious D. just without the whiff.
Tenacious
D. Tenacious D. Tenacious D. From us, from Mitzvah Moose. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It's the time to celebrate and be festive.
As we say at the end of every episode, if this seafood and liquid is just what you think,
then you better be ready to dump it down the sink.